The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. His mission is to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. Whether you're a seasoned real estate pro or just looking for a way to buy your first home, Dr. Chuck will draw on 25 years of intensive real estate experience to get the answers you need. From the simple to the complex, he'll fill you in on trade secrets the pros use to get their advantage and give you deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams. And now, here's your Real Estate Insider, Dr. Chuck Fury.
Hello, folks. Dr. Chuck, your Real Estate Insider here. Great to be back with you once again this week. We've had a very interesting week in the real estate market. Lots of things are happening. The economy looks like it is going to tell a fortune fairly soon. The Fed is making noises like they're going to raise interest rates in the very near future. That always has an impact on both the stock markets, the financial markets, and the real estate markets. And just so folks understand, that's something we want to talk about relative to your own real estate. Before we do that, I want to introduce my favorite co-host, Mike Staton. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you, Chuck?
Oh, great. Terrific. Yeah.
Good. Thanks for having me here. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. And yeah. I'd like to invite our listeners to give us a call at 888-NO-TAXES. We'd be happy to talk with them about their specific situation or any general questions they may have. And we can also talk about their ideas on the air.
Fabulous.
And discuss the things they're thinking about.
Fabulous, Mike. You know, when you said I'd like to invite our listeners, I was getting excited because I know you have a big event coming up. And I thought, boy, this guy is really generous. He's going to invite everybody out there to his wedding.
Oh, well, we'll have to see about that.
You are a generous guy, Mike.
Yeah, I like to think so. But we'll have to see. I kind of need to talk that one over with somebody first.
You might. But, you know, there's this whole new concept of crowdfunding. I mean, why don't we just crowdfund your wedding?
Well, that's a very generous idea from you. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, I mean, rent, you know, Oracle, you know, stadium or something.
Yeah,
you know,
there we go. Yeah, we could do that.
Maybe we could get Madonna to make an appearance or, you know, you probably have a favorite.
Well, to be honest, I believe we are going to invite President Obama and Michelle Obama to our wedding.
Wow. That is so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And we're having the wedding on a military base. So the security will already be taken care of.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think they'll accept?
No. we think that they will send us a gracious no RSVP letter.
Okay.
Or at least that's a hope.
Well, you
this
know,
is
there
something that I heard about. My fiance told me, he said, hey, let's do this. I heard that you know, you'll get a letter from the president saying, can't attend, sorry.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. If it happens, I'll let you know.
And so what if he says, yes, we'll be there, and we have 25 Secret Service people, and we do you have, you know... the money to handle that kind of
Well, we'll see.
Think of the cake and champagne that's going to cost you.
Yeah, it's going to cost quite a bit. I don't know if we got to feed all the Secret Service, but like I said, it is on a military base, so they can definitely handle the security.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, somebody will have to be there at the cake, you know, sticking a fork, you know, in everywhere, trying to figure out if there's any sort of, you know, foreign objects in the cake that we don't want to see.
Yeah, they're going to be X-raying the cake and everything like that.
That's right, yeah. Holy mackerel. Holy mackerel. Well, speaking of real estate, I think that's what we're heading towards here. We want to talk a little bit more about adding value to real estate today.
Yeah. We had a nice show last week about the benefits of adding value before the sale. And then we also talked about adding value during the sale and selling strategies. And we talked about market timing. And we also just started talking about preemptive strikes and how market timing and preemptive strikes can go together in some cases.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the market's all financial markets are all about human psychology. Mm-hmm. And as an accredited wealth management advisor, I always sit down with my clients and talk about the psychology, not only of investing, but the psychology of living their life in the manner they want to live in. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks, it's become a truism now everybody talks about, well, improve your lifestyle. That's where it's at. And it is true. That is where it's at. Mm-hmm. But the key is really understanding at a deeper level what your client really wants in their life. Sometimes they don't know. Mm-hmm. Many times they do. Sometimes they don't know. So the first part of our interview process is to find out what are their passions, what are their hobbies, what are their goals, and what do they want to do with their life. And then our objective then becomes to show them how they can use what they already have to get what they need to ultimately get what they want. And that's a strategy we've used very successfully for a number of years. And in order to get what they want, we have to understand ultimately what they have to do with the talents, and translated into the investment lingo, the equity or the real estate or the investments they have currently. Mm-hmm. And to use those talents, to use those assets properly and to repurpose those assets in such a manner that they can get the income they need, they can create the long-term net goal that they want, the net worth goals that they want, and also to prepare themselves and their families for a great estate plan. That's really where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really looking at a long-term plan too. You know, we want to help people in the short term and sell their property if that's what they need to do. But like you said, it's looking at their lifestyle that they want. It's making sure that they can achieve what they're looking to do. It's making sure that they can also provide for their legacy, for their family, you know, after they pass, and for a lot of other things that they need to make sure that they're planning for. So we go ahead, put together a legacy investment plan in many cases, or legacy mm-hmm. reinvestment plan. Those are excellent for just about all of our clients, and it really works out well for almost anybody that has really good either investment property or sure. a primary residence that they're looking to get more value out of.
Absolutely. And we don't charge for that because we're hopeful. I mean, let's put the cards on the table here. We're hoping that if we help clients clarify their goals and then we can show them a strategy, a foolproof strategy that will allow them to articulate their investment goals with the purpose of realizing their life plan goals, then we've really done something excellent for our clients.
Yeah, it's nice to see the difference in their attitudes. I know just every couple of weeks we have new clients come in and just see the look on their faces when we give them the news. And it's nice because we have a lot of clients and some people are skeptical and some people are, you know, they need to see a few more examples, but some people, they get it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And,
sure.
and all of a sudden they're, it's almost like their whole attitude is transformed. They come in with a problem, which they think is their real estate, and they leave with this plan that's going to enable them to get to their lifestyle that they really
that's
want.
Right. Yeah. Remember Larry, and we won't use his last name, but how his goal in life was to recreate the passion in his marriage with his wife that they had lost because of some real estate problems and other probably problems that we were not aware of. But ultimately, they were going through an eviction process with their real estate. And when he came
of a tenant of theirs.
What's that? Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Their tenant was causing them a lot of problems, and they yeah. were going through an eviction process, meaning they were instituting an eviction yeah. as a landlord. And, you know, that was really a hardship emotionally on both of them.
Right. Yeah. In any situation, they're both very sweet people,
yeah.
and they didn't want to throw somebody out on the street, but their tenants pretty much trashed the place.
Yeah. And stop paying rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
For months. They weren't paying rent. They
yep.
they trashed the rental, and they were left, you know, with a damaged property and no tenants eventually.
That's right. And they were left with more than that, a damaged relationship, I think, because the two of them were in a situation psychologically that was not productive and positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't see a way out of that, and he didn't want to pay the capital gains tax by just simply selling the property and getting rid of it because it was substantial, well over $100,000. I think it was almost $200,000.
Yeah.
And so for that reason, he didn't know what to do, and his wife was not happy with the way he had managed the situation. But remember, by the end of the evening, after we did our legacy plan with them and talked with them both directly, he had brought his guitar in, and they started singing and playing guitar.
Yeah, it was quite a
that
sight.
Remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah, they had so much positive energy, which which was very different than the energy they came in with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And then they told us stories about how they'd met on a cruise ship singing together. And and that's really what they wanted in their life. They don't want to think about their real estate problems day in and day out. And folks, if you have real estate problems, give us a call. Mike has the number. Give us a call. We'll help you sort them out. We won't charge you for that. We will hope that you'll consider us to help you in a longer term fashion or create a relationship over the number of years, as we have with many of our clients. But give us a call and we'll be happy to sit down and help you.
Yeah, yeah. Give us a ring. Our number is 888-NO-TAXES. And we'd be happy to go over a specific situation that you're dealing with or answer general questions or possibly discuss more of your ideas on the air.
That sounds great. Now, we have to take a break soon, Mike, because we need to get you involved in some cake testing and cake tasting and champagne tasting and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I've got quite a bit. You know, these weekends are very valuable because you know, my fiance and I have a lot of things to do. We have to write wedding invitations to the president.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff to be done.
Yeah, that's right. You might want to invite the president to the champagne tasting. I mean, he might have a very sophisticated palate.
That's a good idea. I might try and send another invitation. Yeah.
In fact, why don't you invite the new presidential candidates, you know, on both sides of the aisle?
Now, that would be an interesting event.
I think it would.
Yeah, at the same event, right? Have them all right there and maybe put up some podiums with a glass of champagne at each one.
Absolutely. But I recommend that we use plastic glasses and plastic bottles.
That's not a bad idea.
We don't want anything, you know, to
get
be broken.
Out of hand.
Yeah, no, we don't. Holy mackerel. So, folks, we will be back soon to talk to you in more detail about adding value to your property. We think we're at the point in this marketplace where you should be thinking about repurposing your investments. They've served you very well. Even if you're not getting the kind of income on your property that you want, we can show you how to double that income and triple your time off with some investment strategies. But in the meantime, your appreciation has probably served you very well. You don't want to lose that. You don't want to hold on to it during a downturn because that's not going to serve you well. We are probably approaching some rocky times. Who knows if we'll have a leveling off or we'll have a steep downturn. We don't know for sure, but there will definitely have to be some air let out of this tire. We've gone up very rapidly, and that's just the way life works. So be thinking about what you might want to be doing. If you're getting ready to downsize your own personal residence, we can show you how to sell that without any capital gains tax liability. And that will keep your investments moving forward and your net worth growing and your income increasing too. We can show you how to create a great income stream on the property you already have. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Let's take five, Mike.
For questions or comments about today's topic, send email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. That's hidrchuck@gmail.com. Or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. Now, back to your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury.
Welcome back, folks. Dr. Chuck here, your Real Estate Insider. Thank you for staying with us, listening, and learning. We love to tell you more about real estate, give you some inside tips about real estate, give you some advice about what you might want to be looking for in a broker you might be hiring or a piece of real estate you might want to sell or a piece of real estate you might want to consider buying. So here we are with Mike Staton. Mike, how you doing over there?
I'm doing great, and I'd like to thank our listeners for emailing us and calling us with their questions for topics for the show. And I'd like to invite them to do that again. And please give us a call, 888-NO-TAXES, or you can email us at hidrchuck@gmail.com. That's hidrchuck@gmail.com.
So, Mike, we want to continue this question we're asking ourselves about how to add value when you get ready to sell.
Yeah.
Because, or how to add value to your property if you don't want to sell. There are ways to do that as well. We just had a property that we sold that used a very interesting strategy to increase its value. And I like asking questions of the listeners. And if I had my druthers, we'd ask a question one week, we'd have listeners submit their answers, and then we'd talk about it in the following week. But I don't think that format would work real well on the radio, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. It depends. I mean, we could go ahead and do that. But you know, we always have good questions from our listeners. And I think that the insider tips that we give them are very well appreciated based on the emails that we have.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, yeah. Well, let's do that again. We talked recently about a way to add value without adding any money in the preparation of your property. We mm-hmm. talked about market timing. We talked about the concept of preemptive strike. Mm-hmm. And that's using the market psychology, as we talked about in the first part of this show, to our benefit and to our seller's benefit. The psychology right now still is that this marketplace in the Silicon Valley is like no other. It's the appreciation is incredible. It's becoming one of the most expensive places to live in the world, mm-hmm. not just in our country. It's never going to stop. And that's kind of the mentality right now. It's unfortunate that it always does stop. There is a downturn. There is a regrouping financially and economically. That may happen very soon. But right now, if you feel that you want to get out of real estate, but you don't know how, and you don't know how to do that without paying enormous amount of capital gains tax, give us a call and we'll show you some strategies. Seven, in fact, as to how to sell your property without any capital gains tax whatsoever.
Yeah, we have a great legacy plan that we work with our clients to put together to really help them avoid capital gains tax and reinvest all the money that they would have otherwise just given over to the government, which they can keep and continue to build their net worth yep. with using that money and interest and appreciation on that savings right there.
One of our clients recently is now getting literally over $50,000 a year reinvesting the money he would have paid to the government in taxes.
Yeah, just on that tax
and that's
bill that he would have had to pay.
Absolutely. That's documented. We can show it to clients. It's remarkable what can happen. And that $50,000, folks, what would you do with an extra $50,000 every year? I mean, there's a lot of things you could do with that.
Yeah, I could get married again.
We won't talk about that just yet. But you could probably invite the president and 25 Secret Service agents.
Yeah, I might be able to afford that. Then.
You would be able to afford that.
Yeah. Yes.
So when you invite those Secret Service agents and the president and they ask you, how were you able to afford this? Just say, well, I figured out a strategy not to pay taxes. Holy mackerel. I don't know where we're going with this show
today,
Mike.
Yeah, we're
going
to have a conversation, I think.
Well, I should say in preface that we always tell you to when we give you a strategy, to talk to your CPA and your financial advisor about it, to get a second opinion, and to verify that what we're suggesting to you is in the IRS code and is perfectly legal. The strategies we use have been used for years and decades. They are CPA approved. We have letters of approval from CPAs, and we're not recommending anything that would be untoward or illegal or not a good idea.
Yeah, but I don't know that I'll bring it up to the president because we want to make sure that the laws stay this way so we can continue to use them for our clients' benefit.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about adding value after the sale, mm-hmm. because that's, I think, an area that's neglected by most brokers, and because they're not financial planners, they're not financial advisors, they don't think in those terms, and they're often cautioned by their own broker to not discuss taxes or legal aspects of real estate because they're not licensed to do so.
Right. And as you indicated, it is good of them to do that because that is their training, but it doesn't really help their clients.
No.
You know, the clients really deserve to know the whole picture, and if you work with a broker that understands that, then you can really benefit and add value from your property even after you sold it.
Well, we just gave an example of that, $50,000 of income a year, and at the end of 17 years, he's going to have an extra $850,000 in net worth. He'll have some pay down of a mortgage that's tied to that income. That will add, I think, after 10 years, $800,000 to his net worth. There are a lot of benefits here, and everybody's situation is different. Everybody's numbers are different. Mm-hmm. But we can show them with our legacy plan very quickly with numbers what can happen for them with what they already own.
Right.
We always like to use what they already have to create what they need to give them the life they deserve.
Yeah, and it's amazing when people realize that they already have the tools that they need to create the lifestyle that they're looking for.
Absolutely.
And it's just a matter of repurposing them and really having a solid plan that's effective And we do it day in, day out with our clients.
That's right. It's so interesting because no matter what your age level is, what your life situation is, you have talents and assets that you can bring to the table. If you're young and you don't own property, you have time and energy. And that those assets are invaluable. If you're older and you have a larger portfolio of real estate, you may not feel you have the time or the energy to repurpose that real estate or to create more income. But you could partner with somebody who has the time and the energy and make a great synergy and create more wealth, more happiness, a better lifestyle for both parties. That's what we do all the time. That's mm-hmm. the real joy of brokering is not just brokering a buyer and a seller, but it's brokering situations for folks that make sense to them and that create something larger than they could have created on their own.
Yeah, it's really tremendous to see that change in people's lives. And people think that it's the end of the story after you sell a property, but really, we like to help people think about the long term and their legacy.
Yeah.
And it's really a benefit to get your property sold and get the benefit from reinvesting it or doing some other advanced technique with your property that we're able to do.
Yes. So we use tax codes after the sale to help folks, if they so choose, to increase their income. We tell them we can double their income typically. If they were to take their personal residence and rent it out right now, we can show them a way to pull out quite a bit of money tax-free and repurpose their real estate so that instead of getting X amount of dollars renting their current home, whether they want to or not, but if just using that as an example, we can double or triple their income in a different way. And they can pull money out, put it in the bank, repurpose it, and reinvest it in some other fashion, in stocks and bonds, or just hold it for safekeeping so that they feel comfortable. Whatever they want to do, that's what we can help them do to make their life just more productive.
Yeah, and I like how you're bringing up the flexibility there, because people think that it's really difficult for you to have any way to get money out of your real estate without having to pay taxes, or you have to keep it in real estate. But that's not really the case. We have plans that enable that flexibility. You can reinvest your money in various different ways. And it just takes, you know, a call to us here. You can give us a ring, 888-NO-TAXES. We can go over the different techniques that we have that can help you reinvest your funds however you see fit.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a myth about, for example, a 1031 exchange. That's a tax-deferred exchange. It's in the IRS code. It allows you to take investment property, that is property held for investment, which usually means income. Not always. You could hold land, and that can be property held for investment. But normally, property held for investment is for income. That 1031 tax-deferred strategy is very powerful. But what we like to do is combine that with two or three other strategies that really make a whole estate plan for someone work beautifully. Mm-hmm. It gives them the income they need. It gives them the retirement benefits they need. It gives them the net worth, the growth, the equity buildup, the equity buy down of a mortgage. It gives them tax write-offs. It's a tremendous plan. We invite you folks to call us and investigate a little further and just investigate several different ideas. Call several brokers. Discuss these ideas with your financial planners and see what really works for you. I think that's very important. We've talked about that many times. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, our time is drawing to a close here.
Well, it's been a fun show, and I definitely like talking about the ways that people can benefit even after the sale, which is something that a lot of realtors don't really help their clients with, and we do day in, day out.
You bet, Mike. I mean, that's what we're really in this for, is to help people before the sale, during the sale, and after the sale add value. And so often, the after the sale is neglected, and folks end up paying taxes. They call our office and say, how can we get out of paying these taxes legally through the tax code? And we have those strategies, but we can't utilize them after they've closed escrow, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, so we invite people to give us a call, and we can help them out.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike, for joining us today. Let us know how the president responds to your invitation.
I will. I'll share that with you guys.
I mean, I think he needs a little more fun in his life myself. And who knows? You could turn it into a fundraiser.
Yay, there you go. Yeah. I could use some more funds. Sure.
Yeah, right. That's what I meant. A fundraiser for you, not for the president. You could charge admission.
Yeah, I like
that. All right. All right, folks. Have a great week. It's been great being with you. We'll talk to you soon. And in the meantime, give us a call if you need to talk real estate.
This has been your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. It's his mission each week to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. If you have a specific real estate challenge or story you'd like to share with Chuck, just send an email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. Again, that's hidrchuck@gmail.com. Or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. That's 1-888-NO-TAXES. Be sure to listen again next week and every Saturday at 2 p.m. for deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams. Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, owners, or advertisers, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with the appropriate advisor before making any investment or financial planning decision. Stanford Property and Finance, BRE number 889106.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.